Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A historic gathering of India's top paramilitary forces, the Central Armed Police Forces, or CAPFs, just took place in New Delhi, chaired by none other than Prime Minister Narendra Modi himself, marking a significant milestone in the country's internal security landscape. What makes this significant is that this was the first ever high-level conference dedicated exclusively to the CAPFs, bringing together the leadership of the CRPF, BSF, CISF, ITBP, and SSP to address some of the most pressing issues affecting these forces, from coordination gaps and modernization priorities to personnel welfare across India's approximately 9.5 lakh strong paramilitary establishment. First, let's understand what the Central Armed Police Forces are. The CAPFs are India's primary paramilitary establishments under the Ministry of Home Affairs, distinct from the armed forces, which fall under the Ministry of Defence, and from state police, which are under state governments. They occupy a unique operational space between conventional military and civilian policing, handling a wide range of tasks including internal security, border guarding, industrial protection, and counterinsurgency. The five CAPFs have a total combined strength of approximately 9.5 lakh personnel. Now, let us turn to what the conference addressed. The conference focused on several key areas, starting with interforce synergy. A long-standing critique of CAF operations has been their siloed functioning, where each force operates within its mandate but interforce intelligence sharing, joint training, and cross-deployment protocols have been weak. The conference aimed to create institutional mechanisms such as joint operations centers, common intelligence pools, and integrated logistics to address this issue. Building on this, another crucial theme was integrating CAF ground intelligence with national agencies, including the Intelligence Bureau, or IB, for domestic intelligence, the Research and Analysis Wing, or RNAO, for external intelligence, and the National Investigation Agency, or NIA, for counter-terror prosecution. The proposed Multi-Agency Center, or MAC, mechanism was identified for further institutional strengthening. What does this mean for India's security landscape? It signifies a move towards a more cohesive and integrated approach to internal security, where different agencies and forces work together more effectively. But why does this matter? It matters because the security threats India faces are becoming increasingly complex and interconnected, requiring a coordinated response. Now, let's look at the issue of counter-threat modernization. The conference addressed contemporary security threats, including left-wing extremism, or LWE, which, although reduced from 90 affected districts in 2021 to 38 in 2025, still poses residual operational challenges in core areas of Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, and Odisha. Other threats include border infiltration, particularly along the India-Pakistan border and the India-China line of actual control, or lack, as well as cyber-enabled threats such as drone-based smuggling, encrypted communications, and deepfake-driven radicalization. And here is something that surprises many students: the high rate of suicide and stress-related mortality among CAF personnel, sometimes exceeding combat casualties. The conference addressed this critical issue by focusing on mental health support, family welfare schemes, posting transparency, and the long-pending demand for Organized Group of Service, or OGAS, status for CAF officers. It is worth pausing here to note that the CAPFs operate under specific statutes. They are union government forces, but their deployment in states is governed by Article 355 of the Constitution, which mandates the center's duty to protect every state against external aggression and internal disturbance, as well as Article 356. Which deals with precedence rule scenarios and mutual aid arrangements where states request CAF deployment for law and order, communal situations, and elections. Now, let us turn to the broader internal security doctrine. The CAF conference reflects a maturing of India's internal security doctrine, moving from reactive deployment to proactive coordination. This involves threat-based deployment, using data analytics to allocate forces dynamically rather than static postings, capability-based modernization, investing in surveillance technology, counter-drone systems, and AI-enabled threat detection, and integrated welfare, recognizing that operational effectiveness depends on personnel well-being. Remember this number, approximately 9.5 lakh personnel make up the CAPFs. Note this carefully, the CAPFs are distinct from the armed forces and state police, operating under the Ministry of Home Affairs. This is a favorite prelims fact. The five CAPFs are the CRPF, BSF, CISF, ITBP, and SSB. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE20 engine is not relevant here, but what is relevant is the number of districts affected by left-wing extremism, which has decreased from 90 in 2021 to 38 in 2025. The CAPFs have a total combined strength of approximately 9.5 lakh personnel. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Understanding the role and challenges of the CAPFs, as well as the broader internal security doctrine, is crucial for your preparation, particularly in the context of internal security, governance, and social justice. In conclusion, the first high-level CAF conference chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi marks a significant step towards enhancing the effectiveness and coordination of India's paramilitary forces, addressing critical issues such as modernization, personnel welfare, and intelligence integration, and reflects a maturing of India's internal security doctrine, with significant implications for the country's ability to address complex security threats and ensure the safety and well-being of its citizens. The integration of the CAPFs into a more cohesive and proactive internal security framework is a development that will continue to shape India's security landscape in the years to come.